The oil spill in Arkansas is still in the headlines, making the debate over the pipeline even louder.
Crews are still cleaning up 12,000 barrels of crude oil that poured into the streets and soaked into lawns.
Environmental groups say that allowing the Keystone XL pipeline will harm the climate and risk severe spills. The oil industry says pipelines are the safest way to move the fuel, and that oil will help the economy and national security. The president's getting pressure from both sides to decide whether or not to allow the pipeline to cross the Canadian border. But with or without presidential approval, the Keystone XL pipeline is coming to Texas. Corey Goulet is TransCanada's vice president for the Keystone Pipeline Project.
For Texas in particular, we're going ahead with the Gulf Coast Project.
That section of the pipeline will run from Cushing, Oklahoma, to the Texas Gulf Coast as part of the existing Keystone pipeline that already goes to Canada.
We're about half complete that construction. We think we'll be done what we call mechanically complete by the fall of this year. We'll start to introduce oil into the pipeline, and by end of year, we hope to be in full service.
Once that's up and running, hundreds of thousands of barrels a day of oil sands will flow through Texas. But a big issue in Texas is how those pipelines are being routed through the state. Over the last few years, as oil and gas exploration has grown here and in other parts of the continent, so has the demand for pipelines. And some Texas landowners are not happy about it.
My name is Julia Trigg Crawford, and I'm a farmer in Direct, Texas, and Northeast Texas. My family and I are one of those families that are currently locked in battle with TransCanada.
Crawford has been fighting in court for more than 2 years against the pipeline. She doesn't want it on her land, and the company is using eminent domain to route it through her farm despite her opposition. Crawford was in Austin last week to testify before the State House Business and Industry Committee. That's where a bill by State Representative Renee Oliveira of Brownsville is currently being considered. It would significantly change how pipelines get eminent domain in Texas, with implications for both landowners and the oil and gas industry.
We do not have a mechanism right now to determine who or who is not a common carrier.
What's a common carrier? It's the definition that gives a pipeline eminent domain. It means that if a pipeline carries oil from other companies, then it is considered by law to be acting for the public good, which can give pipeline companies the right to take land.
Landowners are having to bear the cost of finding out whether a company is a common carrier. The only way they can get a determination on the question is to file a lawsuit.
To get the power of eminent domain, TransCanada had to do what other oil pipeline companies have to do. Just check a box on a one-page form to the Railroad Commission of Texas. It regulates pipelines in the state.
Until an energy company provides proof that they truly serve the public good, and until they man up and display transparency, they do not have more of a right to my land. They do not have more right to money than I do. And furthermore, the state and its agencies should be asking these questions and not the landowner.
Oliveira wants to change that by requiring the State Office of Administrative Hearings to handle cases to determine if a pipeline company can use eminent domain. That's an independent state agency that holds hearings and mediation for other state agencies. Landowners would be able to contest a company's claim of eminent domain there. And to be a common carrier, a pipeline would have to have 10% of its volume used by other companies. Landowners aren't the only ones who want reform to how companies become a common carrier. Pipeline companies want it as well so they can stay out of court. But as with any piece of legislation, the devil's in the details. Again, Corey Goulet with TransCanada.
We welcome a process that's transparent, where the Railroad Commission can determine if someone's a common carrier or not. We'd prefer that than to go to court with a number of different people claiming that we're not a common carrier.
The oil and gas industry wants the Railroad Commission to decide if a pipeline can use eminent domain. James Mann is a lawyer with the Texas Pipeline Association. He testified against Oliveira's bill, saying the industry doesn't want to use the State Office of Administrative Hearings.
Since the Railroad Commission is ultimately responsible for regulating these things as common carriers, the commission ought to make the decision in the first place because it's going to be their baby when it's done.
That proposal is outlined in a competing piece of legislation that's also making its way through the House. House Bill 2748 by Republican Tryon Lewis of Odessa would leave the determination of common carrier status to the Railroad Commission, which worries landowners like Crawford. She knows her battle over the pipeline won't be the last time landowners find themselves at odds with the oil and gas industry.
Your bill will have no impact on my family's battle to protect our farm against a pipeline we do not welcome. I drove to Mayflower and back on Sunday to see that spill. And I shudder to think of the destruction that would happen to my farm, my creek, my irrigation system if that happens.
Neither bill has had a full House hearing yet, and both would still have to pass the Senate and the governor's veto. Landowners and the oil and gas industry are hoping to see this issue settled by lawmakers rather than in the courts. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.